I had one breast was bigger than the other, and it was quite slight. But when I was growing up, it started to get develop, you know, and get it a bit more visible. So I went to see a surgeon in London who advised me straight away that the only thing that could fix it would be implants. And you just think that, you know, that's the only option for you. And I went ahead and got them done.
Were you happy with the surgery when it was done?
Initially, when I first came around the first couple of months, I was thinking that they were still swollen, and I was told the swelling would go down. So I was initially happy, but the swelling didn't go down, and I was like a double E. At the time, I was a size 8, and it just looked ridiculous. So no, I wasn't happy following the surgery after a couple of months.
And when did you first become aware then that there was a problem?
I stopped modelling late 2009, and relaxed in my lifestyle a bit more and put on, gained a bit of weight, as you would, and they were just overbearing, and my mum had said to me, and I said I know, and then I felt a lump on the left one, and I went to my GP here in Northern Ireland, and they didn't really know much about breast implants, as you could imagine. I'm not saying Northern Ireland's behind or anything, but there's not that many women here compared to London who would have them, so he just advised me to go back to the clinic in London. But I didn't want to go back to that particular surgeon. So I just done my research and found a fantastic surgeon on Harley Street and went there. He examined me and said, you definitely are ruptured. One of them's definitely ruptured. And I'm 99% sure that there would be PIPs. And that was the first I'd ever heard that, PIP. I said, what? What is it? He explained it to me. And in a way, I do feel as if I got, you know, a heads up, because this happened back in May. So I'm happy for that. But still really angry that I wasn't contacted by the original surgeon, told that information.
And what process then did you have to go through for the removal? That's, I take it, more surgery?
Yes, I said to Dr. Maddy, that was the guy, the second surgeon, I said, what can I do now? And he said, definitely just have them removed as soon as possible. And I know like there's women out there who just can't afford to do that at the minute, and that's what I really want to campaign for, because they should be taken out for the women who can't afford to do it.
What are the health implications for leaving them in? What did they say to you? What did the doctors advise you?
Well, Dr. Maddy knew that one of mine had ruptured, so that he just said it has to come out straight away. There's silicone in your blood system. He doesn't know the lasting effects it would have on my health, and neither, it's still being investigated. But it's scary that they're telling some people not to worry if it hasn't opened up. I think if you have PIPs or you even are in any way doubt that you might have them, you need to get them taken out.